Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Hey there, welcome to a special episode of This Week in Skating. It's Gina here. We had some breaking news today, so I wanted to come on quickly and run down what happened. As you know, back at the end of January, the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that Camila Valieva was found guilty of an anti-doping rule violation. She was suspended for 4 years and disqualified from her Olympic results, including the result of the Olympic team event. After the Court of Arbitration for Sport's decision, the ISU was then called up to decide the results of the 2022 team figure skating competition. They awarded gold to Team USA, who originally won the silver, and silver to Team Japan, who originally won the bronze. Team Russia was to be awarded the bronze. On Thursday, the Court of Arbitration for Sport dismissed three Russian appeals of the Court of Arbitration for Sport's January decision to suspend Valieva for 4 years and disqualify her Olympic results. The appeals were from the Russian Olympic Committee, the Russian Figure Skating Federation, and the six skaters who comprised the Russian team that originally won the gold medal in the team event. The appellants had sought a ruling from the Court of Arbitration for Sports re-ranking the figure skating team event and awarding the gold medal to the Russian Olympic Committee, the Court of Arbitration for Sports said in a statement. Following the hearing that took place on June 12, 2024, the panel deliberated and concluded that the results of Miss Valieva in the Olympic figure skating team event were correctly disqualified in the challenge decision and that the Russian Olympic Committee skating team could not be awarded the gold medal. With Thursday's decision, this confirms that Team USA will get their gold medals and Team Japan will get their silver medals at the Paris Summer Games. Now, the ceremony is scheduled for August 7th. We don't know time yet, so stay tuned. The International Olympic Committee will now work with the ISU, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, and the Japanese Olympic Committee to bring the athletes to Paris to hold the ceremony in Champions Park. The IOC released a statement saying, "We are glad that this opportunity can be offered to the athletes and teams who unfortunately had to wait for a very long time for their medals due to the ongoing legal case. We are thrilled to finally honor these incredible athletes." Sarah Hirschland, CEO of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, said in a statement, "We are especially excited that the beautiful city of Paris will join us in this celebration." Now, U.S. Figure Skating also released a statement. Their statement is from Tracy Merrick, the CEO. She said, "Over the past 2.5 years, these 9 athletes have conducted themselves with dignity and humility in their fight for clean sport and a level playing field across all Olympic sports. We are elated that Evan Bates, Karen Chen, Nathan Chen, Madison Chalk, Zachary Donahue, Brandon Fraser, Madison Hubble, Alexa Kinnearum, and Vincent Joe will rightfully be celebrated as gold medalists in Paris, receiving the Olympic moment they were denied at Beijing 2022. In addition to being proud of these athletes, U.S. Figure Skating would like to thank the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee for its steadfast support in this matter, and the International Olympic Committee for its commitment to making this ceremony a reality." Now, people are asking, what's going on regarding the bronze medal? Now, as we reported in our episode earlier this week, the Court of Arbitration for Sport was hearing Canada.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Does appeal regarding the bronze medal being awarded to the Russian Olympic Committee. They were hearing that on Monday. Now, as you know, Canada was fourth in the original results and was appealing that they should get the bronze medal and not the Russian Olympic Committee. In their announcement Thursday regarding the Russian appeals, the Court of Arbitration for Sport said deliberations are continuing in that matter, and it is not possible to indicate at this time when the Canadian appeal verdict will be given. So we just have to wait and see what will happen regarding Canada's appeal and if Canada will be given the bronze medal and if they will be able to be a part of this medal ceremony that will take place in Paris on August 7th. So stay tuned. We will bring you any updates on this as they become available. Lot happened today regarding this, and this is great that we are finally 2.5 years later going to have some resolution. It's not completely done. We're still waiting here to see what happens with Canada, but this is just, I'm so happy for our athletes from the U.S. and Japan that they are going to get their medals, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Canada gets their medals as well. Now, there was some other Olympic news this week. Just want to pass that along quickly. We found out where the 2030 Winter Olympics and the 2034 Winter Olympics will be. The 2030 Olympics will take place in the French Alps, which I found very interesting given that France is currently hosting an Olympics right now and are going to, in just 6 years' time, hosting another one. The 2034 Winter Olympics will be held in Salt Lake City, and the last time a Winter Olympics was held in the United States, it was in Salt Lake City. That was in 2002. So congratulations to the French Alps and Salt Lake City. Also, news that came out this week was the cancellation of Japan Open. No reason given. You know that a competition is held annually in October, so there will be no Japan Open this year. Other news that came out this week too is we got the entries for the very first challenger of the season. That's Cranberry Cup, which is taking place at the Skating Club of Boston. That's a singles only challenger. If you remember the U.S. Classic, that was a challenger, and that alternated with Autumn Classic. So 1 year Autumn Classic would be the challenger, the following year it would be U.S. Classic. And last year we had Autumn Classic, so it would mean that the U.S. Classic would be the challenger this year. It was decided to not have U.S. Classic and instead host the challenger for singles at the Cranberry Cup, and then host the challenger for pairs at the John Nix Pairs Challenge that takes place in New York. So that's it. I just wanted to give an update on the news of the day, basically, and some of the other news that happened since we last recorded on Monday. Daphne and I are getting ready to head to Lake Placid. She heads out before I do. I head out a few days after her. And Mateo will hold down the fort while we're gone. He will be bringing you any news that happens in the interim while we are in Lake Placid. Well, thank you for joining me for this special breaking news episode. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.